Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Human Rights Watch said in a report released Thursday that Israel has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip, including massive forced displacements that amount to ethnic cleansing. Around 90% of the territory's population has fled their homes, with many displaced multiple times. A new report released by the New York-based rights group said people have been killed while evacuating under Israeli orders and in Israeli-designated humanitarian zones, where hundreds of thousands are crammed into squalid tent camps. Israel has not yet commented on the report. It declared war on Hamas after the militant group's October 7th terrorist attacks on Israel. As President-elect Donald Trump continues to announce his cabinet nominations, it is clear loyalty rather than experience is paramount in his choices. Matt Gaetz once faced a sex trafficking investigation by the Justice Department he could now lead. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Gaetz submitted his resignation from Congress, launching an 8-week clock to fill his seat. It also ends a long-running ethics investigation. Gaetz was under scrutiny by the House Ethics Committee over allegations that included sexual misconduct. The Justice Department's investigation into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls ended last year with no federal charges against him. By stepping down, the bipartisan panel no longer has jurisdiction over Gaetz, rendering the probe and the subsequent report effectively dead. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This COP is about the world.
France's ecology minister pulled out of the UN climate summit COP29 over unacceptable remarks by Azeri president Ilham Aliyev. Aliyev used a speech on Wednesday to attack Paris for alleged colonial crimes and human rights violations in its overseas territories, notably in the troubled Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia. French Environment Minister Agnès Pannier-Runacher slammed the remarks as deplorable and said she was canceling her trip to Baku. This is VOA News. U.S., Japanese, and South Korean naval forces held joint exercises in East Asian waters on Thursday, their most complex and final joint drills before President Joe Biden hands over one of his signature national security initiatives to Donald Trump.
So this is a multidimensional, multi-year exercise that all three countries, not three leaders, committed to.
Visiting the USS George Washington carrier, U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel said the three-way pact and the resulting military cooperation sent a strong message to Beijing.
If you look at the region and you want to project deterrence, you want to ensure the security of America's interests, it's better to have allies. Because remember, in this area and region, we have a lot of allies, and China does not.
For Seoul, said South Korean Rear Admiral Ho Sung-jae, who commanded his country's forces, the exercise, which came after North Korea last month tested what it claims was an upgraded intercontinental ballistic missile, sent a message to its belligerent neighbor. United Nations Nuclear Chief Rafael Grossi held a joint news conference with the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Mohammad Islami, during a visit to Tehran.
Nuclear facilities should not be subject to military attack. There can be very serious radiological consequences to such attacks.
His visit comes just days after Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said Iran was, quote, more exposed than ever to strikes on its nuclear facilities, unquote, giving Israel, quote, the opportunity to achieve our most important goal, unquote. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Thursday that Iran will not negotiate under intimidation as he held crunch talks with the UN nuclear chief. The South African government says it won't help 4,000 illegal miners inside a closed mine. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Some 4,000 illegal miners in a mine shaft in South Africa's northwest province are believed to be suffering from a lack of food, water, and other basic necessities after police closed off the entrances used to transport their supplies underground. The South African government says it will not send any help to illegal miners because they're involved in a criminal act, and the government wants to smoke them out, forcing them to return to the surface where they're arrested. The government says many illegal miners come from neighboring countries and are responsible for violent crimes in neighboring communities. I'm Donna Water.
A Hong Kong court on Thursday sentenced Ng Chi-hung, the mastermind of a failed bomb plot during anti-government protests in December 2019, to nearly 24 years in jail. He was among seven convicted people who appeared in court for their roles in the foiled plan to plant two bombs and shoot officers along a rally route. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.